No, we got 20 minutes left. Joe, you want to go ahead and hit us with the five?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I always love doing these top five for all the new listeners or whatnot. These Joe's top fives. And tonight, I'm going to just tackle the top five things that shape us. We have hit on a couple of these things. So, you know, y'all jump in there as y'all hear them. Let's go with number five. Let's start with number five right quick. The number five thing that shape us the most are opportunities. We are comprised of the taken and the missed opportunities of our life. Think about the things that, you know what I mean, the opportunity has knocked on your door that you went through and the things that you said, I'm not going to do. And how did that affect your life and how did that shape your life? Number four, relationships. I think Mika hit on how important relationships are to you. Those people that you have grown to love over your life and that you have lost with death, the people that you have grown closer to, new friends, new husbands, new wives, or whoever, relationships that you have made across your lifespan, business relationships, associates, work, you know, employees or whatnot. These relationships make you who you are over a period of time. Number three, your ambitions, your career. Who are you? Like, what did you become over this lifespan? Did you even become anything? You know, but sometimes when you get older, I realize, you know, you become the DJ or you become that banker or you become that manager. You know what I mean? You really become what you become. So, you know, some people don't get a chance to go through life and, you know, create these careers or opportunities for themselves or whatever, but they do end up shaping, you know, you as a person. So, you know, number two thing that shape us, and I think is one of the most important things, is social influence and experience. I'm a firm believer that, you know, one reason that we often conform to the norms of a group is to gain acceptance by the members of that group. How many times we see people change who they are just to fit into a group, and now they're a whole totally different person. And now that person grow into a whole totally different individual that we knew just 5, 10 years ago trying to fit in to, you know, a norm over here. Or maybe a life experience happened and it altered who they are altogether. So I'm a real big proponent that experiences is life's greatest teacher. It can really break you down or build character or whatnot. So that's my number two. But number one, I'm going to go with family. I'm going to go with heredity. I'm going to go with you are who you are. The great Jay-Z, and y'all know how much I love the great Jay-Z. My man Jay-Z got a quote for literally everything. And Jay-Z said one time, no matter where you go, you are what you are. And you can try to change, but that's just going to be the top layer. You are who you was who you was before you got here. And it was just that last part that always stuck with me. That was one of my favorite Jay-Z lines ever. Bro, you was who you was before you got here. And I don't care what you do to change it. I don't care what's going around you. But what created you really set the blueprint of what you was going to become. Now, experiences and whatnot can wake those demons up. And different things can happen around you that can create and push different things about you. But at the end of the day, you was who you was before you got here. And life experiences just created that. So I do think heredity and genes and genetics and your family is the number one influencer where influence on you and who you become. So that's my top five. What y'all agree with, disagree with, anything y'all want to add or take away from?
I